So there is. Everything okay?
Keep in line with that.
A lot of coffee this morning.
Yeah. Too much, right? All right. The Bet Yosef in Siman Reshvav quotes the Shibole Aleket, who says the following. Matzati l'Rav Nisim Gaon. Amivarech ala kos. Someone who says beracha on a cup of something. V'nilkach mimenu olto hakos. And before he was able to drink from that kos, they removed it from him. Ubadishtot kos acher. Or it could be he fell, or it could be that, whatever. He cannot drink from this cup. And he's going to drink another cup. Chozer umevarech shenit. He has to say the beracha another time. V'hu adin lekol davar. It's the same thing with everything, meaning it's not limited to this case. It's any case of any food, right? So, and he brings a proof from the Yerushalmi. The Shulchan Aruch is posek halacha like this. So if you have a piece of fruit, whatever, let's say it falls, you have to say the beracha again. Now, the Kaf HaChaim comes and says, hold on. Let's say there's a platter of fruit, okay? And you want to eat a few grapes. You took a grape, you say the beracha, and as you say the beracha, you see that the grape is not a nice grape. Meaning you would eat it. If it's spoiled, that's a different story. But it's not a very nice grape. It's another grape, much nicer. You can't change it. You cannot change the grape to the nicer grape. Why not? It's better to say beracha on something. So he says, even if you were going to eat only one grape, let's say an apple, it's easier. You were going to eat one apple, but there's five apples in front of you. As you're saying the beracha, wow, this other apple is so much nicer. It's nicer to say beracha on the nice apple, right? You can't change it. So of course you can change it. What's the problem? You can eat an apple. Who cares if it's this apple or that apple? Now, that seems to be a stira with Shulchan Aruch. No, he's not cholek on Shulchan. He's saying, Shulchan Aruch is saying you have one apple and that's all there is. But if in front of you there are several apples, you could have picked this one or another one. Then what difference does it make if you're taking this one or the other one? It makes no difference. So he's saying, if in case there was more of that fruit in front of you, bifanav, then he doesn't have to. So if you have a cup of water and there's a pitcher of water in front of you, you could have taken from there because it's in front of you and because it's what you're taking, the Kaf HaChaim is going to be mekel. Not everyone agrees with the Kaf HaChaim, but safek berachot leakel. The Taz, the Eliyahu Rabba, they push even further. They say, even if it's not the same fruit, if you had kavana, when you say bore peri ha'etz on the apple, it's very possible that since there are other fruits in front of you, you're going to end up taking from the other fruits. Unless you had a kavana that you only want to eat what you are taking, then in that case, it would include the other fruits also. Because you say kavana, I have kavana when I'm saying the beracha to include other things too. If you have kavana to include other things too, then the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch wouldn't apply. So what they did is that they slimmed down between the Kaf HaChaim and the other poskim. They slimmed down to a very particular case. It's only if you were going to have this only. That's it. If you're going to have this only, then it's a different story. Take a typical example. You go next door, you want to have coffee. And Guillermo, thank you Guillermo, he started making fresh coffee every day, Baruch Hashem. And at 6 a.m. it's already available, Baruch Hashem. And it's there. So you take a cup of coffee, and as you're about to drink it, boom, somebody bumps into you, you spill the whole coffee. There's a whole thing of coffee. You could have more coffee. It's a fanav, it's called in front of him. Even if your kavanah was only to have this coffee, it's fine because it's lefanav and it's the same mean. But if you had coffee and this orange juice, if it's in front of you and you had kavanah to have it also, then it's fine also. But if you didn't have kavanah to have orange juice, which usually coffee and orange juice, they don't go together. But if you didn't have kavanah to have in front of you, then you would have to say another beracha on the other thing that you're going to drink.